Welcome to the Your Pretty Pennies podcast. I'm your host, Tara Jones, a personal finance coach, lifestyle designer, and mommy. The YPP podcast is a weekly show created to inspire and assist you with becoming financially stable so you can build wealth and design your desired lifestyle. Hello, hello. Welcome to Your Pretty Pennies with Tara Jones. I'm Tara Jones, financial success coach, and tonight I'm going to be talking about how to regain your financial power and stop giving it away, stop forfeiting it. I'll wait for a few people to join in. I'll go ahead and share this out. I'm going to start doing some late night ones because I know a lot of people are able to watch live. Hey, Tawana. Come on in while I share this out really quick. And again, if you don't know who I am, I'm Tara Jones, a financial success coach, and I help women master their money mindset and create financial plans to where they can attain financial freedom and really live the life and attain the life that they desire. Right? That's what it's all about. We make money so we can create the lifestyle that we desire. And oftentimes I'm seeing a lot of women just forfeit their financial power by these small little actions that we don't even realize we do, right? And I was guilty of it in the past, and thank God I got over it. And so now I'm sharing with you how to get over it as well. Yeah, I share this to my group. Of course, I got to share this to my group, the YPP Money Club. All right. I'm gonna get started in just a second. How are you doing tonight, Tawana? I usually ask the questions right at the beginning of my live. Let's see what I want to know tonight. I want to know, what is one of your 2018 goals? It don't have to be financial. So if you're watching this, if you're watching live or the replay, what is your 2018 goals or goal? If you want to just write one, let me know what that is so we can talk about it. All right, got it all shared out. All right, so tonight I want to talk about, I took some notes, forfeiting your financial power. And as you know, my last couple of videos, if you caught any of them, you will realize that I'm starting to talk more about mindset and not just about financial strategy. As I was going back over the last couple of years, credit card debt, yes, I agree with you via these Facebook waves to help you wipe out credit card debt. I'm praying and in agreement with you that you do get that wiped out because debt is just bondage. Like, it's no joke. I can even talk about my debt-free story tonight, but if you've been watching my videos these last couple of weeks, I've really been talking about goal setting and mindset and getting yourself in the mindset of really creating financial freedom, paying off debt, rebuilding your credit, saving tons of money to where you can, you know, go on a trip whenever you want, or pay off debt, or put a down payment on a new home, or whatever it is that you're wanting to manifest in 2018 and beyond. And it's one thing to have the strategy. It's a whole nother thing to have the mindset. And I can continue to give you the strategy like I've been doing for the last 2.5 years. I launched my brand in September 2015. I can continue to do that. And for some people, when I work with them one-on-one, they do get some mindset work with me. And that's why they've been seeing success. But then there's others that are like, I watch your videos and I go to do the things that you tell me to do, but there's a block there. Somehow I don't stick to it. It doesn't work for me. Whatever the case is, like, it's not that my content isn't good. It's just that they don't have any power or the mindset to upkeep the strategy. And so I said, all right, in 2018, I got to really talk about this, because that was one of the things that happened for me back in 2009 when I started to become debt-free and I went on my debt-free journey and I became very, very passionate about being a wealth-building woman. You know, I was 21. I had my daughter. I said, I'm turning this ship around. Like, I have a little girl that's looking at me, right? I cannot be in a place of just lack and, just lacking power, not really harnessing what I have to give, not really being showing up the way I want to, right? So I really had a mindset shift as well as obtaining, financial strategy and putting the financial strategies that I learned in place, right? So that's what I want to talk about. The way that I see women, the number one financial or the number one money block that I see, like this mindset that women have, is that they're forfeiting their financial power. And let me tell you a couple of ways where it comes up, and you might be able to identify with this. You don't want to deal with the fact that you need to manage money properly. Like, I see that in like 85% of the women I come across. The moment I bring up anything financial, their eyes are rolling, they're sighing, they're huffing and puffing, just their eyes glaze over. They don't want anything to do with it. They put it on the back burner. They want somebody else to manage it. Can you just do it? Can I just send all my stuff to you and you just do it for me? That is forfeiting your financial power. And if no one ever told you that, I'm telling that now. And I realized that as a society, for years and years, centuries and centuries, women weren't taught how to be in leadership until recently, and we're still trying to navigate that space, right? Many of you are in your careers, many of you are entrepreneurs, many of you are both, so where you own a business and you work a 9-to-5 or and you're in corporate and you're in leadership positions at your job. And it's tough. I was in quality assurance. I was in research and design at a major manufacturing company here in my city for over 5 years. And before that, I worked in healthcare and I was in leadership positions. And I really had to study how to be a leader because I didn't see it in my home. I wasn't taught it growing up. I wasn't taught it in school or anything like that. I wasn't empowered by the men in my life or the women in my life to be a leader. So all of that was very new to me, right? And so as you are getting into the world and navigating a space, and women are gaining more power, and women are being, the women are the most growing group for, I'm sorry, my daughter just walked in. Yes, sweetie. You want to lay in my bed? Yep, you can go lay in my bed. That's fine. Tarrant, nope, bye. Go lay in my bed. Good night. You've been supposed to be asleep. We're the fastest growing entrepreneur group right now in the world. Women are. And so we're coming into money, we're coming into influence, we're coming into power, we're coming into all these different things, but we don't know how to navigate it, right? Just like if you're at a job and you get promoted, and you're like, ooh, I don't even know how to approach the people who I used to be cohorts with, used to be peers with at my job, and now I'm above them. You want to act like you're one of them, even though you're responsible for them, right? And so, as we're getting money, as we're managing more money, as we're w awakening our desire to want more, to do more, to have more, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, like you still got to manage the money, right? As you're realizing this, you're like, man, I don't know how to manage money that well. My money comes in and it goes out, right? My money comes in and I don't know where it went. Like, I just spend it as I get it. Or if I try to sit down and create a budget, I don't even really realize how much I really make because I don't really want to face it. I still have student loan debt and I really don't manage that well. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're forfeiting your financial power by not getting financially educated on how to manage money. Especially my business owners, especially my entrepreneurs. If no, you are the CEO, you are the head. If your finances fail, you fail, right? If your finances fail, your business fail. And how you manage your personal finances is how you're going to manage your business finances, right? And by no means, you do not have to be a financial expert to learn how to manage money. But if you keep saying the moment somebody bring up finances or the moment you face your finances, you're like, oh, I don't feel like dealing with this. Versus using empowering and grateful and gratitude and, just showing up in your finances and really being, strategic about it and really being diligent and intentional on how you use it and learning how to invest, learning how to build your credit, learning how to maintain a high credit score, learning how to navigate without debt that's unleverageable. Like all these different topics is common knowledge, right? It's 2018. 90% of the things that I talk about is common knowledge and it's not new to you. But you have this block in your mind that's like shutting you down. The moment we talk about finances and money management, you just shut down. And I get it, because for most women, the men in their lives were the one of power. The men in their lives, in our lives, are the one who, even though they might not have managed the money, maybe the wife managed money, but we looked at our fathers and our grandfathers and our uncles, and we see men bosses, right? Most of our men and the men in our upline, our VPs, our execs, the people that we work above, are all men. And so we subconsciously contribute or, you know, attribute men with power, men with money. And so when we get it, we manage it as if we don't have the power of our own money. And so 2018 going forward, I really want you to be very intentional with how you think about money, how you feel about money. When you think about money, what comes up for you? Is it exhaustion? Is it boring? I want somebody else to do it. I want somebody else to manage it. I don't really want to face my debt, right? I don't really want to face my credit score. I don't even want to look at my credit report. I don't even want to pull my credit report, right? I just want somebody else to do it. I just want to be able to use money, but I don't want to appreciate money. I don't want to manage money. And that's the wrong way of thinking it. Like when you forfeit, when you check out of the financial conversation, you are checking out of finances. You are checking out of your financial power. And you as a woman have so much financial power, especially in today's society, right? So another way, this is another thing that this shows up. When you adopt somebody else's money beliefs versus finding out, researching, doing your own research, and adopting your own beliefs. If you still operate in the financial beliefs and the money beliefs and the mindset of your parents, of your grandparents, of your neighbor, your coworker, your friend, your sister, whoever it is that has any type of influence and might say something or have a myth behind something, and you haven't took the time to do the research to whether or not that is true, or subconsciously you have subscribed to something that they're complaining about, you again have forfeited your financial power. I know this hurts, but if you, let me give you an example, actually. I was at a conference a couple weekends ago, and I was speaking on a panel. And this young lady who was about 30, and she's paying off student loans, she works as a community leader here in Grand Rapids, and she says, how can you realistically start paying off debt? And I said, you increase your income, decrease your expenses, you can do one or the other or both, right? And you create a financial plan and pay it off. Now, I say that really quickly and easily because I'm a financial coach, so it's easy for me to just rattle it off. But essentially, you sit down, assess your financial situation, increase your income if you can, decrease your expenses. You know, that creates a more of disposable income that you can use to throw at the debt really quickly. She said, well, that's just not realistic. I said, why is it not? Because I don't have no time to make more money, and I'm already living on the bare minimum, so that's just unrealistic. She's already defeated. Like, in her mind, she didn't even, before I could even get my words out, you could tell that she's checked out. You could tell that she was like, nope, that don't apply to me. I'm not going to be able to do it. And that's what she said. She said, I'm not going to be able to pay off my student loans. I'm probably going to die with my student loans. My mom's dying. My mom already said she's going to die with her student loans, so I'm going to die with my student loans. That right there shows me that she's still operating in the mindset of her mother, right? Like you absolutely can pay off student loans, and you absolutely can get out of debt. You absolutely can live a life of financial freedom. You absolutely can make more than you spend. You absolutely can have an 800 credit score. You absolutely can live in your dream home, in your dream neighborhood, not just the one that you can afford, right? You absolutely can pay for a car in cash. You absolutely can get an auto loan and pay it off in a year. Whatever it is that you want to do, you absolutely can do these things. But if you are operating out of fear or worry or lack or whoever else has impressed upon you some type of financial money block, you are not going to succeed. I can give you all of the financial strategy that I have in my arsenal, and you will find ways to say, nope, that won't work for me. And so what I told that young lady when I seen her, I pulled her to the side and I said, you already have it in your mind that you're not going to be able to pay off $60,000 in debt. That's how much she was in debt for. And I was in debt 65, 70. By the time I paid it off, it was about 70,000 in debt, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm like, I became debt free in less than 2 years as a single parent. I had a 9-to-5. I spent time with my daughter, but I also had a side hustle to where I can do things when she was with me. You absolutely can do whatever it is that you want to do. And don't allow somebody else to tell you otherwise. Don't receive what other people and their fears and their blocks are telling you. You already have your own. You don't need somebody else's. Let's be clear. You already have your own blocks, and we're going to talk about that throughout the rest of the week. We're going to talk about other things and ways money blocks show up for women. But I really want to talk about this because you are defeated before you get in the game. You forfeited your financial power. You already made it up in your mind that you're not going to be able to have a credit score that you want. You're not going to be able to afford the lifestyle that you desire. You're not going to be able to pay off debt before you even get on the call with me. Before you even listen to my three-step process of paying off debt, you already decided that you're not going to be able to pay it off, right? So you need to switch that mindset, and you need to release that, right? And say, today is a new day. What my parents went through is not my story. What my sister went through is not my story. I do not have to declare bankruptcy because so-and-so did, because my parents did, because my grandparents did. I know for me, my mom is 56 years old. I'm 28. My mom came from a generation to where she really looked at the government, not for assistance, not for like financial assistance, but when she thought about presidency and government and checks and balances and state laws and everything, she really thought that she was secure. Like, she was secure in the thought of a great president and a Democratic president in office and things like that. And so now that Trump is in office, she is not a Trump supporter. Her mindset around money, around her career, because she works for the government, around her career, around the outlook of the country, around all these different things, she has so many blocks. She has so much fear because things have changed since when she was younger. And I consciously say, whenever I go over there, I mean, immediately she'll start talking about Trump. And immediately she'll say, black people can't win. Black people can't do this. Black people can't do that. And I'm like, I don't receive that. I don't believe that. Like, you can keep that wherever it came from. Like, my mom is going to have to work on that on her own. But I do not subscribe to some of the blocks that I hear around me that I face every day. I get on a call with people. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. And immediately I say, well, we're going to cancel that, because after our time together on this one-on-one coaching session, you are going to see that this is absolutely possible for you, right? So my question for you is, where are you forfeiting your financial power? Is it you're relying on your husband to manage the money and you don't want to face it? You're just saying, give me an allowance. Let me know how much I need to spend and I'll spend that. I don't want to look at the books. Is it you neglecting to manage it properly on a monthly basis? You don't want to look at your bank account. You don't want to look at how much you're in debt. You don't want to look at your credit score, your credit report, to make sure nobody has fraudulently obtained your identity. You're not even facing your name and what's under your name. And what or who is holding you back? So what or who is holding you back? Is it you? Is it how your parents manage money? Did you see your parents go through a bankruptcy go through the divorce and your mom was struggling as a single mom? Did you come from a single parent household to where the struggle was real? And even though the struggle truly isn't real for you, you still act like it's real or that money is scary? Do you come from a background where having a lot of money is considered bad or corrupt, morally corrupt, or having too much money is just, you can't manage it? That's just scary to think about. You're fearful with managing money, right? Like I was just saying in the beginning, women entrepreneurs is the fastest growing segment of entrepreneurship in the country right now. And we are getting access to so much power and influence and income and resources, right? That we have to really be clear and really be aware of the blocks that we have around money and abundance and really try hard to overcome that, right? Really try hard to identify and say, what am I afraid of? Like, whenever I think about money, what do I think? That's what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes tonight or tomorrow and say, when I think about paying off debt, what comes up? Like, what thoughts in my head comes up? What self-talk comes up? I have too much. This is impossible. I need to be married and then I'll tackle my debt. So it would be two people instead of one. So I'm gonna wait on somebody else. I work in public service, so I'm just going to wait these 10 years out and then get it all forgiven. That's forfeiting your financial power for 10 years, 10 long years. And let's be clear, like 60% of people who work in public service, so like health, not healthcare, like social work, being a social worker or community leadership or something like that, and you get 10-year forgiveness, you get a forgiveness loan or forgiveness after 10 years, 60% don't even stay in that sector of their career. They change careers completely to where they no longer qualify for loan forgiveness after 10 years. So, also, the last thing I want you to think about is what part of your mindset needs an upgrade. Going along with forfeiting your financial power is you mentally putting a cap on how much money you can make. That is another thing that I see in women is they don't think that they qualify for jobs that they qualify. They don't think they can make as much money in their business that they absolutely can. They don't think they'll be able to manage the money. Therefore, you know, it's kind of like a fear around even making the money. Therefore, they don't take no action to actually make the money. Or there's fear around climbing the corporate ladder. So therefore, they kind of self-sabotage to where they don't end up climbing the corporate ladder. Right? Like, where does that come from? I want you to identify that. I want you to really take some time and say, when I think about climbing the corporate ladder or when I think about going up in business and trying to get to the VP position, what does that feel like for me? Do I get scared? Do I get nervous? Do I get butterflies in my stomach at the thought of growing my business, at the thought of expanding my business, at the thought of earning more money? All right. So you have some homework. And this is important. Again, I'm including mindset. It cannot be all about strategy, because if it was, again, all common knowledge, all the stuff that I talk about 99% of the time is common knowledge. It is nothing revolutionary when it comes to financial strategy. What I'm seeing going for and what I'm doing going for is really addressing your mindset, because there's a block there between you knowing how to pay off debt. Right? You know what it takes to pay off debt. You done read 7 books about it. You done listened to podcasts. You done watched YouTube videos. You done Googled how to budget. You done Googled how to pay off debt. You already done Googled how to create a debt repayment plan, how to build your credit, the things you need to do to maintain a credit, how to save for a down payment on your home. But do you do it? Do you see that strategy to fruition? No. Because any success in any area is 20% behavior, 80% mindset. 20% strategy, 80% mindset. And that's why here over at Your Pretty Pennies, I am incorporating mindset all year, because if you want to get to your next level in life, if you want to level up, if you want to increase your income, if you want to start creating a lifestyle that you desire, if you want to start managing money and just really tap into your financial power as a woman in 2018, you have to address your mindset. It's not even a choice. You are going to continue to sabotage if you don't. If you have fear around managing money, you will act consciously and subconsciously in ways and make choices and decisions to where you land back in debt. You land back in a job versus being an entrepreneur. You was in entrepreneurship and then you go back to corporate because you're scared. Right? You're scared to go bigger. You're scared to move faster. You're scared to make more. You're scared to show up because you have this fear around money. So take some time and answer these three questions. Where are you forfeiting your financial power right now? Who or what is holding you back? Again, is it yourself? Is it the lack of education? Is it the fear that you had that from growing up, some type of experience around money that you grew up with? And what part of your money mindset needs an upgrade? So again, when you think about paying off debt, when you think about increasing your income, when you're thinking about, you know, growing your business, becoming an entrepreneur, or, you know, even growing and scaling your business as an entrepreneur, what comes up in your mind? Buying your first home, buying your second home, right? Having more kids, getting married, and paying for your wedding with cash. What comes up for you? Oh, that's unrealistic. That ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna need to take out loans. Oh, can't live without my credit card. I'm not gonna be able to do it. I can't buy a car without an auto loan, right? Because if you talk to any millionaire or any multimillionaire, man or woman, 90% of them do not operate on debt. If they do have debt, it's debt that they leverage. It's not debt that they live off of. Most of them have cars that are paid off, have homes that are paid, right? The only debt they probably have is business debt and home, probably a mortgage. That's it. They don't extend their financial power using debt because they've checked their money mindset and they resolved in their mind that debt is no longer going to be a burden and no longer going to keep them in bondage. If their income cannot, if their debt is a financial risk to their income and their livelihood, they don't do it. And that's a mindset shift, because subconsciously we make these choices. It's not like, oh, I'm going to go get in debt today and rack it up. That ain't what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we get into the situation that we're in now, it was not because we chose to. It was because there was some type of block there. There was some type of feeling of lack or insecurity or whatever that caused us to go get a credit card, go get a debit card, instead of saying, how can I increase my income? How can I make some more money happen in my life, in my business, in my finances, to where, or how can I manage money better to where I don't need to live off somebody else's dime, right? All right, y'all got three questions to answer. If you're just joining me, thank you for joining. I just seen a few people pop in. I'm Tara Jones, financial success coach, and I help women master their money mindset and also create financial plans that will have them attaining and affording the lifestyle that they desire. If this sounds good to you, definitely reach out to me. Let me know your thoughts. Post it in the comments. Let me know some aha moments. Let me know the one-liners that really worked, that really resonated with you. Again, you're going to expect a lot more money mindset compared with financial strategy from YPP in 2018, because mindset is just absolutely important. And that was really one of the biggest things that I have done well for myself, is really check my mindset around money. When I was getting out of debt, to when I was building a business, to when I started earning more money, when I started thinking about paying off my, thinking about paying off my car, then paid off my car, and then upgrading, saving on a down payment on a new home, like all these things. And money blocks happen, right? You can still be financially successful with money blocks, but you have to identify them and realize when they come up and you work towards getting rid of them, right? You kind of cancel them out. You give energy to them, you give love to them, you give attention to them, and you say, you know what? This is false. Where did I pick this up from? This is false. I absolutely can pay off my credit card debt in 2018. I absolutely can live debt free. I absolutely can grow my business and double my income. I absolutely can, you know, excel in my career and become a VP of marketing in my company. I absolutely can, right? So I'm going to leave you with that. You guys have a great night. Post your aha moments. And if you have any questions or comments, post them in the comment box below. Talk to you soon.